This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Allow me to reintroduce ourselves. This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle coming to you live from the Seaport. Brought to you by Chase.
You couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't.
You couldn't.
It's going to sound so terrible on the podcast with no music and they won't hear the Jay-Z in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This is one of the toughest beats, though.
I love it.
My goodness.
Did you ever hear the, I don't know what DJ did it, the Black Album and the White Album by the Beatles combined into the Gray Album?
Never heard that.
It's just like a Beatles Jay-Z mashup.
Uh-huh.
Completely illegal. Somebody just like did it. Uh-huh. I loved it. It's like it has
really okay.
It's very random, very weird. I just made a Gray Album reference, which completely doesn't exist. But anyway.
All right.
Okay. All right. So we've been talking about the Justin Fields stuff going on in Chicago. Yesterday you were on Get Up and Ryan Clark made a whole big thing about the idea that are we sure about all of this? Are we sure? Uh-oh, you're giving a face.
Well, here's the thing, and Lewis Ritter gave the same face to Ryan Clark when he made that statement, so it's not just me, but I mean, how could you justify the opportunity cost in passing on quarterbacks in the last two drafts when we saw C.J. Stroud last year set the world on fire and become a top 10 player and win a playoff game, and now with this crop of quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels, any one of the three would have been the number one overall pick in any other year in the NFL draft. So I don't understand how you can justify passing on all of those quarterbacks for what we've seen from Justin Fields over the last 3 years. You just can't.
They're not going to pass on Caleb Williams.
No, they're not. So I don't understand why Bears fans are sitting there saying, oh, no, Justin Fields is the guy. We got to stand by him. Well, you stood by him last year and it cost you C.J. Stroud. How'd that work out for you? Not great.
The other thing about this hypothetical of trading out of the first pick, to who and for what? Because what team right now is going to trade up to number one that would have enough ammo for you to want to trade out of that?
Oh, no.
Two or three would be the only ones. Not the Raiders.
No, there'd be teams that would trade up.
But that it would have enough of a high pick?
Well, it has
to be Washington or New England.
Well, if they give you three first-round picks, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm still not trading that if I believe Caleb Williams is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but if they give you three first-round picks, somebody's going to move. Like, somebody's going to blink. One of those three teams, and I don't know if it's the Bears, the Commanders, or the New England Patriots. But if somebody, that even a team that's outside of the top 10, offers up three first-round picks to move up, one of those teams would be willing to trade back.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it if I'm the Bears, though. If this is, like, there's no amount of picks that I could get if I believe I have my franchise quarterback. None. You could offer me five first-round picks, theoretically. If I believe that Caleb Williams is a franchise quarterback, that's not worth it because I can't guarantee those five players will have the importance that that man will have.
Yeah.
You think right now if somebody were to say the Houston Texans will give you five first-rounders for C.J. Stroud, they would laugh at them. They would never do that. Daryl in Chicago joins us here on Unsportsmanlike, watching on ESPN2. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Morning.
It's appalling to me the way you guys are trashing our quarterback, Justin Fields. The Bears, they gave away the whole team and left him by himself. Now, the Bears have progress with Justin Fields. Ain't no way that you guys can sit up here and say that Justin Fields is not a franchise quarterback. Justin Fields had progress throughout the year.
Nobody said, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Is Justin Fields better than C.J. Stroud?
Last year, you guys went talking
about
C.J. Stroud.
No, I'm asking the question. I'm asking you a question.
Don't do that. What do you mean, don't do that?
That's the conversation. You passed on the opportunity to draft C.J. Stroud. You did. That's not revisionist history. That's what actually happened. You passed on it. How'd that work out for the Bears? Not great.
Daryl, you're barking up the wrong tree. Daryl, hold on a second. We're going to let you finish, but hold on a second. You're barking up the wrong tree. Because I am sitting next to someone that literally did the draft last year on ESPN Radio, and he's going to do it again coming up in a month, that literally said the Panthers should have taken C.J. Stroud number one and not Bryce Young. It's not revisionist history. And you can say you want Justin Fields as your quarterback. You cannot call him a franchise quarterback right now because he could be anyone's franchise quarterback, and he's no
have
one's
Justin
franchise
Fields
quarterback.
Progress throughout the years.
He's
have
not
Justin
a
Fields
franchise quarterback. 32
huh?
teams. 32 teams have a shot at Justin Fields right now. Not one wants to make him their franchise quarterback. Not one.
Might not have ever wanted to give up Justin Fields.
So then you have a right.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah. And then the moment we spend 1 minute, and thank you for the phone call, thinking about it, we realize there's no chance they're going to pass on Caleb Williams for Justin Fields. There are very few guys you could sit there and say every team in the league has a chance to make him their franchise quarterback. Every single team in the NFL right now could make the decision Justin Fields is our franchise quarterback. Every one of them. Because if you were to offer the Chicago Bears a second-round pick today, they are making that trade. So 32 of 32 teams could literally say, we want him to be our franchise quarterback, and not one is doing that. Not 32 could say that Mahomes is going to be, because only one's going to keep him. They're never going to trade him.
Think about what the Pittsburgh Steelers did. Like, the Denver Broncos got rid of Russell Wilson, ate $85 million of dead money, and Russell Wilson had a job before free agency actually started yesterday. He had a job.
Days before.
That's what I'm saying. He had a job.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying Russell Wilson is washed. He had a job. Justin Fields can't find a job. He can't find a job. So that's the part that's maddening to me. And when Ryan Clark made this statement yesterday, I asked a question to him because he was saying, are we sure that the Bears don't want to keep Justin Fields? I asked the question, if you believe Justin Fields is good enough to justify not taking a quarterback in back-to-back years where you've had the number one overall pick, then why would you entertain the idea of even trading him at the scouting combine? That's Ryan Poles, the general manager, got up there and said, yeah, you know, if we're going to move on from Justin, we want to make sure that we do it in the timeline that makes it fair to him, gives him an opportunity to have success. I guess my whole question is, if you think he's that good to justify passing on all of these quarterbacks this year, to justify passing on all the quarterbacks last year, then why would you even entertain the possibility of trading him in the first place?
And I love what you said about Russell Wilson, right? Russell Wilson did not have the opportunity to be a franchise quarterback for 32 teams. Yeah. You know why? Two teams have already said no go to him.
Yeah.
The Broncos didn't want him and the Seahawks didn't want him. So now he's down to 30.
The Panthers didn't even want him.
The Panthers, the Panthers.
Dave Canales came up and said, we don't want him.
That's because of us. We put that out there. But I'm just saying, okay, so now we're down to 29 teams that said they don't want him, right? Or sorry, that could have had him available to him. In this specific case, literally, the Chicago Bears could come out today and say, he's our guy. We're not drafting a quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. Any other team could have acquired him, and they don't want him. We keep referencing this Ryan Clark audio that we've played. Let's play it for you. This is on GetUp. CeCe was sitting with him, and Ryan Clark brought up the idea of maybe possibly the Bears don't draft Caleb Williams, number one.
I don't know why everybody can't see the big elephant.
What's the elephant?
What if they ain't gonna draft Caleb Williams at all?
What does that mean?
Haven't we been talking about the evaluation process? The draft didn't happen. I don't know that Caleb Williams has signed a contract. Has anybody called Caleb Williams and say, hey, Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears are drafting you number one overall. Are you ready to come to Chicago? Do you want us to take you to see the bean? Nobody ever said that.
The bean.
Nobody. He is not listening to Drake singing songs about being in Chicago because the chick left him. What if Justin Fields is going to be the only first-round quarterback in the room? What if Justin Fields is going to be the starter and they aren't going to draft the quarterback and they're going to trade away the number one pick? Why can't that happen? Why are we so shocked? Maybe Justin ain't been traded because they don't want to trade him.
Is that possible? Is that
very possible?
By the way, during this whole process, right after Daryl just called us, I just got a text message from David Kaplan, Cap and J Hood, ESPN 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay? On right after us.
Yeah.
Cap said to me, welcome to our life.
Wow.
Because the idea that we are going to have people call and say, Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback.
He's not. He's not a franchise quarterback.
What?
He's not a franchise
of
quarterback.
Of course he's not.
Not yet.
No franchise wants him to be their quarterback.
He hasn't shown enough to justify the opportunity cost that comes along with passing on any of these quarterbacks. You already did it once. You passed on the quarterbacks in the 2023 draft, and it cost you C.J. Stroud, who is a top 10 player at the position after his rookie year, who won a playoff game. Who was C.J. Stroud's leading receiver last year? I'm sorry, Nico Collins. Is Nico Collins as talented as D.J. Moore? Hell no. And Justin Fields had him.
Cole Kmet, too, you love.
Cole Kmet, another good player. Like, Justin Fields has players around him. He's got two bookend tackles in Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright. It's not like the offense was devoid of talent. It's just that Justin Fields hasn't done enough to take full advantage of the situation. Now, we can blame the dysfunction around the Chicago Bears, and that's fair, right? You had two dismissals from the coaching staff in the middle of the season. That doesn't help things. Justin Fields got injured. Okay. Like, we all understand all of those things that have gotten in the way of it. But we can't absolve the player of the situation in Chicago. Like, the questions that are still lingering, they are in part because he has not performed.
Yeah, I mean, the league has told you this.
We can't keep coming up with excuses in order to justify the Chicago Bears staying with Justin Fields. At some point, you have to produce, and if you don't, we're going to get somebody in there that can. And with the number one pick for the second consecutive year, there's no way that you can pass on any of these quarterbacks.
I will continue to say that I believe the most frustrating part for the Bears actually becomes that the number one pick is Carolina's and not theirs. Because if the number one pick was theirs, and they, quote-unquote, earned the worst record in the league, we wouldn't be having these conversations.
But you still weren't good. You still have a top 10.
You still have the top exactly right.
You still weren't good.
Right.
So it's like, oh, Justin Fields, our guy. Really? Really?
You have the ninth pick in the draft. Yep.
That means you're bad.
You know, I want to get to another call here in a second, but it's interesting the way you just said that. So look what's happening. So Washington, Sam Howell, they don't want him as their quarterback. New England, Mac Jones, they don't want him as their quarterback. Arizona, we're going to leave out because Arizona's quarterback was hurt. Kyler Murray, obviously. Justin Herbert. Daniel Jones with the Giants, 6 overall, they don't want him as their quarterback. 7, Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill.
They don't know if they have a quarterback.
But they didn't want Tannehill. They went to Levis.
They went to Levis.
8, Desmond Ridder, they don't want. Every other team in the top 9 does not want their quarterback as their quarterback because they finish in the top 9.
Yes.
Yet the Bears are telling you, no, we're different, and yet you had the number one pick 2 years ago. It's ridiculous. Chris in Texas watching on ESPN2. What's up, Chris?
Hey, my man. I love y'all's show. Keep doing what y'all's doing. I'm an Eagles fan down here in Texas, man. I know the Eagles got a 3rd-round pick. We got 3 5th-round picks, and we got a 6th-round pick. I'm all for trading one of those late picks for Justin Fields so he can be a backup to Hurts. Hurts is kind of showing some injury bang-ups just in case we got to take him out. We got a young Fields right here. Same type of quarterback, offense that got weapons. He doesn't have to be gutted like the Bears did. We got something in Philly, but we need a backup quarterback. So that's my idea. I just wanted to shoot at y'all and see what y'all got to say,
Chris,
on that.
It's an interesting thought. And we will answer that coming up because the Eagles are a very interesting team right now because there's a lot of moves that they have made. Could this be the next one? We'll get to that next on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Unsportsmanlike is presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with the easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. I'm sweating from this Bears talk. Also because I wear 75 layers and I didn't have air conditioning last night.
Yeah, that was a problem for you. I still don't understand why you didn't go downstairs and complain.
I don't know why they're now. Now, Rob, our social and digital guy, is now shaking his head. Well, you should leave me alone, all of you. I was trying to be nice at the hotel. I stayed at a hotel last night here in the city. We had an event. Barrett Sports Media, shout out to them. They hosted us last night because, you know, I scream after party. I even laughed when I walked in, and I'm like, why would they put my picture on here for the CCS Smalls? And
that is not an after party that I want any parts of. Evan is the headliner. I just don't.
Hey, does everybody want to do the NBA trade machine? What do you guys think?
I'm all set on that.
You guys want to look at random Raptors pictures online?
I just don't understand why you paid for a hotel room that became a dry sauna, in effect, while you were trying to sleep.
Maybe I lost weight.
You probably did. That's the silver lining.
I did Bikram yoga last night.
Because I was sweating so much, it was so hot in my hotel room, I actually lost a couple pounds.
Yeah.
You'll count that as the win.
Yeah, it's Bikram yoga while sleeping is what I basically
sick
did.
Sick in the head.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You're just recognizing that after 6 months? So a caller just called up and asked, and this is a reasonable question, right? The idea of, okay, if we're going to look for a Justin Fields destination, could the Eagles be one? Now we're talking about what we already know, that nobody in the NFL believes he's a franchise quarterback, right? You're not going to be the franchise quarterback in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts is there. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think it is. And here's the thing. I've been saying this all along. Sometimes you have to take a step back in order to take a couple of steps forward. And that's what we're looking at with Justin Fields' development. There's a lot of bad that he's got to unlearn from the last 3 years in Chicago. They've got him into some really bad habits because of how porous the offensive line was the first couple of years. He took a ton of sacks, a ton of hits. He's dealt with a lot of injuries. He doesn't necessarily see the field the way that you would expect a quarterback going into his fourth year would. And so I think that having an opportunity to sit behind a professional quarterback in a stable situation that doesn't have the level of dysfunction that we've seen from the Chicago Bears over the last 3 years would be beneficial in terms of his overall development and him growing into a guy that eventually can be trusted to be your full-time starter. So go somewhere where there's already an incumbent in place, somebody where there's not pressure to start right away because of the situation, and sit back and learn. And then go out there in 2025 and potentially be the guy. So situations that have question marks at quarterback in 2025, the New York Giants, the Seattle Seahawks, the LA Rams, we don't know when Matt Stafford's going to step away. All of those make a ton of sense. Philadelphia is not far behind. And we've seen Howie Roseman make similar moves like this. Remember, he gave Carson Wentz a huge contract extension, drafted Jalen Hurts that same offseason.
Yep.
So it's not as if he's not always looking. And so Justin Fields on a discount, if it costs you a mid-round draft pick, makes a ton of sense, especially when you think about the physical gifts that he has in comparison to what Jalen Hurts already is.
It's very weird, but we've seen around the NFL that quarterbacks that have not reached their peak but still have potential have a better chance of getting a starting job off of a year off than a year playing. Think about it. Sam Darnold is scheduled to be a starting quarterback this year, or on pace to be a starting quarterback with the Minnesota Vikings.
I mean, listen, Baker Mayfield is the guy that you're looking at.
Yeah, and he basically had a year off.
If you're Justin Fields. Yeah, he's like, think about it. He bounced around. He got jettisoned from Cleveland. He went to Carolina. Things didn't work out there. And he got benched for Sam Darnold. And then you look at what happened with him with the LA Rams. It didn't work out there. So he found a home quarterback competition down in Tampa with Kyle Trask. Ended up winning that. Had a winning record. Won his division. Won a playoff game. And now he just got a contract 3 years, $100 million. If you're Justin Fields, that's what you're looking to set yourself up with, doing something along those lines.
But look at the amount of guys that we are going to look. We just brought up Sam Darnold. How about Jacoby Brissett? He couldn't play last year over Sam Howell, not because he's not better. He's better probably than Sam, maybe better than Sam Howell in Washington.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be the starting quarterback probably day one for New England, off the year off, right? Sam Darnold, off of a year off. Gardner Minshew was supposed to have a year off. He played, but he's probably going to be the starter with the Raiders, at least initially. Like, there are examples of guys taking the quote-unquote year off that have a better chance of being a starter. But now we mentioned the Eagles. Joe Fortenbaugh, Carlin versus Joe, noon until 3 Eastern time, is an Eagles fan. He's watched his team his whole life and gave an interesting take about his team potentially coming up this year.
As an Eagle fan, I got shades of the dream team here. Shades of the dream team. I mean, you go back to whatever that was, 2011, 2012. Yep. The Eagles are coming off a 10-6 season, but it was a bit of a disappointment. So they go out and they just go nuclear in free agency. They sign Nnamdi Asamoah, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, Vince Young, Ronnie Brown. You remember him, the running back out of Auburn.
Wow, that's a name.
Evan Mathis, Steve Smith, not Steve Smith, Carolina, Baltimore, Steve Smith.
Giants.
New York Giants, Steve Smith. And then Jason Babin. Vince Young, of course, afterwards proclaims them to be the dream team. They fall apart. Andy Reid gets fired. But now, similar. Day one free agency. Here comes Philadelphia out of left field. They're re-signing guys for lots of money. They're bringing in Saquon Barkley, which is a bit of a head-scratcher. They're bringing in a pass rusher from the Jets that I don't think a lot of people saw coming. Not saying it's going to end the same. I'm just a bit surprised at how aggressive Philadelphia has been in this early stage of free agency.
Dream team part two, CC?
No, I mean, I'm not going to stand for the Jason Babin slander. Babin had 18 sacks in that season. But
that's the name you pulled.
Yeah, I just feel like it's disrespectful to Jason Babin. Yeah, I just feel like it's disrespectful. But that's not a here or there. But I have those similar concerns, man. Like, they're making all of these moves, and they're hyper-aggressive. Meanwhile, the opposite end of the spectrum is the Dallas Cowboys. They've seemingly done nothing. They did go out and sign Eric Kendricks. They flipped him from 49ers last night. But the Dallas Cowboys, not the Philadelphia Eagles, are the odds-on favorite to win the division right now. The Dallas Cowboys have better odds of winning the conference right now. So, I mean, I don't know that all of these moves and spending all of this money in free agency is going to equate to the results that Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni are looking for. And I will continue to say this, and people want to ignore this. We talk about the Cowboys having a culture issue. Are we sure that the Philadelphia Eagles don't have a culture problem?
I think there's more examples of the Eagles having it than the Cowboys having it.
But that's my point. And everybody wants to reference, well, they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Okay, you can have success and still have a culture problem. Like, they didn't win the Super Bowl in 2022 or 2023, contrary to popular opinion. They didn't win the Super Bowl in 2022. They didn't. And so looking at how the season ended last year, losing six of your last seven, having an offense that had multiple turnovers in 9 of the 17 regular season games you played, including 5 of the final 6 regular season games you played, having a quarterback that had 20 turnovers, having a head coach that admitted in a post-game press conference that he didn't have the answers of how to get this team to pull out of the nosedive that they were going into.
And take their two big leaders out with Kelce exactly. and Fletcher Cox.
Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retiring. Are we sure that the Philadelphia Eagles don't have a culture problem?
Well, I think the difference between the Cowboys and the Eagles in this case is the Cowboys' culture is a problem, and it's been that way for 20-plus years. The current version of the Eagles may have a problem. There's been a lot of smoke around them in terms of what's going on with relationships between the players. Is the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, a leader? Is he talking to the teammates? Is he going out on his own? I don't know the truth on any of this stuff. I'm just talking about the internet rumors that are running wild that yeah. I'm not trying to be speculative or too speculative with this. But yeah, I think it's clear that when you're a team that is that good and your own fans, Pat Costello being one of them, even while you were winning games, think something is wrong here, then yeah, of course, there is something off with that. And I think, I believe, it's not a Jalen Hurts thing. And I don't believe it's a Howie Roseman, their general manager thing. I think every single fan believes that Nick Sirianni doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm not suggesting that he doesn't. I'm saying that is the common belief that the head coach who was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I believe that most believe he doesn't know what he's doing.
And that's fair, but I will say this. It was Howie Roseman's decision to bring Nick Sirianni back when there were seemingly more competent head coaches that were available. Mike Vrabel was available. Bill Belichick was available. He decided that he was cool on both of them. So the fact that you're going back with Nick Sirianni means that you believe this team is not just capable of winning the division, but capable of going on a deep playoff run. And based on the moves that you've made, the organization has that sense of urgency. If they don't get it done this year, if they don't get to the divisional round or better, I could see a world where everybody is gone, including the general manager.
The quarterback?
It's on the board. It's on the board.
I'll take them.
You listen to me. It is on the board. It's not like we haven't seen them do it before.
I know.
Pay somebody and then move off of them. They paid Carson Wentz and they moved off of him. And it looked like a great move in hindsight, doesn't it? They got a first and a third from the Colts for Carson Wentz.
Oh.
They fleeced him. It looked like a great move. So all I'm saying is if things go off the rails this year, it's on the board that general manager, head coach, and quarterback are gone in 2025.
And I'll tell you,
that's how much pressure is on Philadelphia this year.
I love Jalen Hurts. Like, when he's at his best, the kind of player he is, the kind of person he displays, if that guy can't be your franchise quarterback, something's really
wrong.
Well,
we're going to learn a lot about his leadership this year.
Yeah, something's like,
wrong then. We like what we saw in 2022, but we're going to learn a lot about his leadership this year. Because Jason Kelce ain't there to save you in that huddle and in that locker room. He's not. Fletcher Cox ain't there to set the tone. It's going to have to be the guy that they gave the huge contract to. What are $200 million, $250 million? It's going to have to be that dude.
Did you just go Rick Pitino, Larry Bird ain't walking through that door, Kevin McHale ain't walking through that door? Is that what just happened here? Jason Kelce ain't walking through that door?
Jason Kelce ain't walking through that door.
Fletcher Cox ain't walking through that door.
It ain't happening.
We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Jovante is really doing it today. My favorite rap song of all time, well, One More Chance Remix.
This is what the Bears fans are singing to Justin Fields.
Oh.
Don't go.
I'm done. You and Damian Woody can talk.
One more chance.
First things first.
One more chance.
I'll pop her, yeah.
Oh, God. How are we going to talk? We're just going to now bob our heads to this. Damian Woody is here. Cleanly shaved.
Yeah, I'm in the building.
So that's a once a year thing? What do you do with this?
I wouldn't even say once a year. It's just like once every whatever. I don't know. Like,
you look
I don't know what it is. It's just like I just decided to do it. My 12-year-old's like, Dad, you look like me. I'm like, no, son, you look like me.
The bishop went clean shave. I told him he must be getting ready to pass around collection plate. Hey, I'm telling you.
We got a building fund that needs to be funded. Yeah.
Wait a minute. There may be a bit here that we may have just walked into.
Yeah.
Chris Canty, will you follow Damian Woody's lead and shave your beard if the Bears trade the number one pick?
I don't see CC doing that.
I can't play that game, Ev. My wife ain't going to go for that.
Oh, like, all right. I regret even bringing that up.
It was baked into the vows that I keep the beard.
My wife ain't thrilled either. She out of town. Yeah. She looked at me on FaceTime like, what the hell you do?
I didn't marry that. What's going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
My wife said two things in the vows, my beard, my backside. Either one of them gone, she gone.
Right. Ain't that the truth?
On that note, Bears number one pick, Ryan Clark get up yesterday with CC, threw out the idea, like, are we sure they're not going to trade the pick? CC and I seem to be sure they're not going to trade the pick. Damian, are you sure they're not going to trade the pick?
I mean, I'm like 99% sure. Yeah. It just, you know, like we were just talking off air. I'm like, you can't 2 years in a row to trade away the number one pick. I have a hard time seeing that. And I just think that if you look at, you know, whether you're talking about, you know, Jaden Daniels or the kid from USC,
Caleb Williams.
Oh, USC.
I just think that there were better prospects.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of college, you know, if you put Justin Fields in the same class,
mm-hmm.
I think he'd probably be third in this class. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just think that the opportunity to reset the contract. I think the prospect is further along than what Justin Fields were when he came out. I have a hard time believing that the Chicago Bears were trading number one pick 2 years in a row.
Big fella, I've been racking my brain trying to figure out why Bears fans are so staunch in defending Justin Fields. And here's the conclusion I came to. It's got to be about what they can get for the number one pick, right? Because if they draft another quarterback and it goes bust as the previous four have since 1999, then they're going to be butthurt. So I think it's all about staying with Justin Fields, the devil they know versus the devil they don't. And even if Justin Fields can't live up to what those three quarterbacks coming out this year are, at least they can say to themselves, well, we got two or three first-round draft picks for sliding out of that number one slot, and our roster is better. Like, the Bears fans have told us, based on the calls and the tweets that we've gotten today, that they like it here in quarterback purgatory, and I do not understand it. But to the Justin Fields of it all, What's the best case scenario for him moving his NFL career forward?
I think, listen, first of all, I'm a big fan of Justin Fields. I want Justin Fields to do well, whether it's, you know, I don't think it's going to be Chicago, but wherever he lands at. I think for Justin Fields, I think the calculus has changed. You know, I said on Get Up, you know, on Monday, there's not a starting spot for him in the National Football League right now. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for him to go to a coach, a system that can utilize his skill set. Because remember, Justin Fields is still developing. Yep. He's nowhere near a finished product. And I think that's, you know, all these teams that are thinking about acquiring Justin Fields has to have that mindset. We still got to develop this young man. And so if I'm him, you know, part of the conversation I'm having with Ryan Poles in the front office is, okay, if you're going to make this move, just trade me to a place where I have the best opportunity to continue to develop as a quarterback. I think that's got to be the mindset for him.
We're talking with Damian Woody, of course, ESPN NFL analyst. You're on Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. The move that has been made so far since free agency began that you sat back and said, oh, that's interesting. I like that one. That one could impact some things this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people are going to talk about Derrick Henry going to the Baltimore Ravens. He just seems like a Raven. You know, just his mentality seems like a Raven. I like that. But guys, I got to tell you, man, I'm liking what the Texans are doing.
Mm.
The Texans, you know, we always talk about this, CC. When you hit on the quarterback, you go for it.
No doubt.
That's what you do. Like we saw last year, CJ Stroud is special.
Yeah.
And so now the front office is like, okay, we've got our guy. Now we have a window with this quarterback under a rookie, you know, contract. Now we can just go and add pieces. And you watch the way they've added pieces, whether it's free agency, making a trade for Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like what the Houston Texans are doing. They're going to make big-time noise in the AFC this year.
You may have just hit on something that I don't think we've positioned it this way, because CC loves the Texans as well, and I want to pose this to both of you on this. Did the Bears, in a weird way, tell us Justin Fields wasn't in it because they didn't do what you just said? In other words, Philly knew early Jalen Hurts was the guy and then went out and got guys around him.
Got A.J. Brown.
Houston knew CJ's the guy. They're going to get guys around him.
Yes.
If the team is not getting the guys around the guy, maybe they're telling you he ain't it.
That's usually what happens. What usually happens is, you know, most of these quarterbacks are, you know, drafted in the first round, and you'll know within the first, no more than the second year, if this guy is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But once you hit, once you unequivocally know, then that's when it starts happening. See, we see it all the time.
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, Joe Burrow or CJ Stroud.
Remember what the Bengals did. They started spending money in free agency, which that organization never does.
But that's right. Away,
but
right?
They knew right away
they knew
Joe
right
Burrow was our guy.
That's right. They knew right away. And then all of a sudden, they just start spending, bringing in people. Because that's what you got to do. Because your rookie quarterback is cheap. And I do, you know, Evan, I do agree with you that you can't put the cart before the horse. You can't go out there and, you know, go add a whole bunch of pieces if you truly don't know what your quarterback situation is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the other way around. You draft the quarterback. You find out he's the guy. Now, all of a sudden, boom. You know, that's what you do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So last night, Jerry Jones strikes for the first time in free agency.
Yeah.
They flip Eric Kendricks. He was supposed to sign with the 49ers, ends up becoming a Dallas Cowboy. What did you make of the move in the Cowboys overall during this free agency period?
Well, I think that Mike Zimmer got his guy. He's got his like signal caller on the defensive side. And also, you know, anyone who watched the Dallas Cowboys last year knew that the linebacker position was very much lacking for the Cowboys. So, you know, that's, you know, kind of where you know, hit two for the price of one. But listen, a lot of people talking about, because Jerry Jones made the comment about going all in, and, you know, Dallas Cowboys have been slow to the party as far as free agency is concerned. I've told people, like, let's pump the brakes on the Dallas Cowboys' demise, because, A, Dallas has never been the one to just jump all in free agency. They just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dallas is usually the team that, you know, they draft extremely well. They know they can identify talent, especially young talent, and they develop those guys. Dallas is in a situation where, because of how they've drafted and developed, they got to pay their own guys.
Yeah.
They got to figure out this Dak contract, which, by the way, $59.5 million against the salary cap. You got to get that adjusted. CeeDee Lamb needs a new contract. Michael Parsons is contract eligible.
Do they extend all of those guys this offseason?
I don't know if they extend do all three. I would say they at least do two.
Okay.
You got to take care of Dak. And I think CeeDee you're going to take care of. You know, I don't know if they'll be able to take care of all three, but if you take care of Dak, get him straight, then I think the other dominoes will fall. But listen, man, there's so much time left to address your roster. I mean, think about it. Like, we've seen Philadelphia, you know, they go out there and trade for A.J. Brown. We've seen the San Francisco 49ers trade for Christian McCaffrey. Like, not everything has to be done in the first 48 hours of free agency. There's more than one way to skin a cat. That's what I like to say.
You're 1,000% right. But we've gone off of the premise that Jerry Jones has given us of all in, right? There's an all in little chip back there, which was the motto for the Giants when CC won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We would not be having the conversation we're having about the Cowboys unless the owner / general manager of the team told us that's what they were going to do.
Yes.
Right? We're not holding that against the Chiefs. They never told us they were going all in.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
I mean, they're already all in.
We know how Jerry is, okay? Mm-hmm. Jerry is the type of guy he loves to hear himself talk and all that type of stuff. So that's just Jerry being Jerry. But listen, at the end of the day, you got to take care of the guys in-house, your biggest stars in-house. And that Dak contract looms heavy over top of the Dallas Cowboys because they can't go out there and make a whole bunch of moves without addressing that first.
Now, we know that the Dallas Cowboys should want to get a Dak contract done. Is the inverse true? Should Dak Prescott want to get a contract extension done with the Dallas Cowboys?
Listen, I'll say this, man.
Because his brother Tad has had some interesting things to say on social media. We've
seen all the talk from different family members of different players in the Dallas Cowboys, and that's never a good thing. I always tell people, stay in your lane, okay? Yeah. Don't involve yourself in the business that don't concern you.
Yeah, you ain't in a Chuck E. Soup commercial without me, dog.
That's right. That's right. Like let's chill out on all that. But I'll also say this, CeCe, like, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. This is the same Dallas Cowboys team that 3 years in a row they've won 12 games. Now, granted, we all laugh and talk about how the Cowboys have fallen short or have imploded in the playoffs, but this is one of the Dallas Cowboys is one of the best teams in the National Football League. And to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is equivalent to, you know, being the shortstop for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those rare, glorified positions in all of sports.
Being the center for the Lakers.
That's right. That's right. So I if you're Dak, nah, man, like, that's where you want to be.
Damian Woody will be on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Always great stuff with him. Coming up, I'm Over It right here on ESPN Radio. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Each and every day at this time, Pat Costello, our producer, gives us items that he is over. Sports, news, entertainment. His life, our lives. What do you have for us, Pat?
And Nuno, Yankee Stadium's really going to stink when it's completely empty this year, right?
Wow.
I'm over Pat.
There's been some tension between those two today.
He's a bad guy.
He is a bad guy.
We're already feeling the pain of spring training. I just don't understand with our ace pitcher in doubt for the beginning of the regular season. Why would you want to twist the knife, Pat? I don't understand it.
And your outfielder, don't forget Aaron.
Well, he's going to be back for opening day. Okay, he said he's going to be back.
All right, but he's still back. We'll
see. Cole's
going to start the season on IL. I just hope he comes off at some point.
Okay.
I don't know why Pat wants to be a bad guy.
Because it's funny. Speaking of Nuno, people who voluntarily wake up really early on the weekends, why? What are you trying to prove? What do you do? Just sleep in. Why are you doing this? Why are you waking up at 6 a.m. voluntarily? I will never understand this.
Over here?
Oh, you know why I'm staring at you, mister? I go to the grocery store at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Not that late.
Wow.
Well, here's the problem.
Why? Just sleep in.
Because what is sleeping in to most people? It's, an hour past when you normally wake up, would you say?
No, I don't do it that way. I think sleeping in is staying in the bed until 10 o'clock in the morning. That is sleeping in to me.
Sleeping until I wake up.
I wake up normally at 4, let's say. Mm-hmm. So if on the weekends I wake up at 5 or 5:30, that's late for me. And recently I've been waking up, this has been heaven. I go downstairs, I put on the Patriots documentary on Apple Plus. I watch the 2 episodes before anybody in my house wakes up because they come out Fridays. So I watch them Saturday morning, isolated, pitch black, dark, coffee next to me.
Do you set an alarm on the weekends?
No, I don't need to. I don't understand. How do you wake up at 4 in the morning normally, Pat, and then sleep to 10 or whatever it is? And you can
easily.
Very comfortably.
But you guys, I don't get it either.
None of you have kids. You can't sleep that late if you have kids. I have 2 kids, 10 and under.
That's a you problem. That's a you problem.
Get ready. One day, God willing. I'm not trying to get personal. You say a lot of things. I am counting down the moments.
You can't wait for this.
Oh, I can't wait for this. You have made so many declarative statements that your life is going to change when you, if you choose,
it's
you and your wife, God willing.
I'm not trying to get personal. It's going
to
happen.
Okay.
We've talked about it. Yeah.
If and when that happens, there are going to be days.
And we know who's getting up in the morning to bottle feed.
Right,
and
then he's going to say, and exactly.
Hold on, what? How do you just assume that I'm going to be the guy,
I mean, because you are.
Because at 3 a.m.
Because I am? Because I just am?
No, but think about it.
I look like that guy?
CeCe, the 3 a.m. wake up is only an hour earlier than you normally wake up, so your wife will have a right to say, hey, you're getting up anyway. But I know what's going to happen. You're going to come in, and I know how you're going to say it. I know you well enough now. Ev, you're going to say, Ev, got to tell you something. So what's that? Yeah, this is harder than I thought.
I know I'm going to say that to you, but in that situation with little children, babies and stuff, I'm going to lean into my privilege. 2 words for you. Night nurse. Night nurse. Absolutely. Night nurse.
Javonte?
And what about...
Leaning into my privilege with that fully.
Day nurse?
Probably. Probably.
Morning. Afternoon. Night.
All
overnight.
Of that. All of that. Whatever we got to have.
Is this even going to be your child at this point?
Okay. He's outsourcing
who knows?
It.
Who knows, Pat? Who knows? Next, what we got?
I'm not convinced I should ever get on an airplane again. Why is every airplane falling apart right now? It's all you see on social media right now is some kind of malfunction or something going horribly wrong on an airplane. I don't know if I'm ever going to get on a plane.
And it's not just... all airplanes. It's United Airlines. Like, United has had something wrong with the flight for the last couple of weeks. Like, it's been 5 United flights that have had something wrong, the latest being a flight that had some type of hydraulic fluid leaking from the landing gear. This is, a week after an actual tire from the landing gear fell on an airport employee's car and destroyed it? I mean, we had a situation where a plane skidded off the runway.
It's scary.
It's just, it is bizarro world.
Now, how does it work for you when you fly Wheels Up private to South Carolina?
I don't. Don't fly private anywhere. But my wife loves United because she's a Chicago girl. That's a United hub. And I'm just like, baby, I don't know if I'm getting on a United flight no time soon.
But that's the direct flight. It's easy.
Yeah, I'm just might not be going to Chicago for a while. I'm just saying.
Don't have Smalls book
I'm
your travel.
I'm just saying.
Smalls books
got,
travel
got,
with 7
got,
stops
they
along
got
the way.
Doors flying off the airplane. They got engine flames coming out of the engine. Why would you want to get on a United flight anytime soon?
You know, I'm a little nervous now because we all just booked our flights to go to Detroit for the draft.
Please tell me it's not United.
I don't know what it is, but now I'm nervous to even fly, and I've never been nervous to fly like that. Next
I mean,
back.
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, my God.
Also, I hate being shamed for never leaving the country. and going on vacation. Like, it's so expensive to travel. It's expensive enough just driving around the United States, let alone trying to fly to another country completely.
You've like, never left the country in your life?
Never left the country.
Hold on now.
Like, not even Canada?
No. I just told these guys I might just drive to Canada and never come back.
Oh. So have you been on a vacation that you would deem expensive, and where was it?
I mean, I went to Disney World. That's pretty expensive.
That's expensive. So if you can go to Disney World, you can afford a flight to a country, and where the most expensive part of the trip would be the actual flight because of how strong the U.S. dollar is relative to their currency. Like, there are a lot of places you can go and have a good time and spend less money than it would cost for a trip to Disney World.
I was just thinking about something. I was just thinking about something. Back to the baby situation with the baby nurse.
Here we go.
You told the story this week that when you were a pending free agent with the Cowboys, you checked out of the last game in the fourth quarter and you went and got Stephen Bowen, who was your teammate, and said, come on in.
Yeah.
Is that you as a parent?
Probably.
Stephen Bowen. You come on you got to be the dad.
Find the Stephen Bowen of babysitting.
He's outsourcing the fourth quarter to someone
else.
Why not? Pat, we got to get you to go somewhere.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere, man.
I mean, I have a passport. I was supposed to go to Ireland, and then, you know, the pandemic. Kind of ruined it. Yeah.
Anything else, Pat?
Yeah, I will always hold a grudge against Vince Young because I hate having to answer for this 2011 Dream Team thing to this day because Vince Young decided he was going to say that this team was going to be a Dream Team. Nobody thought that. None of us were like, boy, this is the Dream Team with Michael Vick at quarterback and Nnamdi Asamoah. No one thought that. I guess just Michael Vick, and now we still have to answer for it.
It's great.
How you think you have to answer for it.
There was an NFC East team that won the Super Bowl that year. Remember who that was?
Yeah, who'd they beat?
Remember who that was?
No, don't do that. What did you just do?
Who was that team that
you just deflected the Dream Team into the Patriots losing the Super Bowl?
What episode is that going to be at 5 in the morning in the dock?
Actually, this Saturday. This next one. Excuse me. It's going to be the next one. It's Malcolm Butler benching in that Super Bowl against the Eagles. Why am I answering that question?
Wow.
It's about you, not about me, and it's about the Eagles' dream team, not about the Patriots losing. We're Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Rough loss.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.